Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Be sure to head over to pumpedupparenting.com to grab your free copy of the Patient's Playbook. Wishing there was a manual for your toddler? Well, good news, now there is. You can pick up your copy of Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, my newest release on Amazon today. Tune in next time for more tips, advice, and strategies as you continue to pump up your parenting and create childhoods that everyone can blossom from. Have yourself a really fun day. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thank you for listening and joining me and my special guest, Stephen Bailey. Stephen is the co-founder of the travel club, the members only travel club, Kated.com, and the host of the Kated Travel Podcast. And his specialty is helping people travel better, travel differently, and really get the best travel bargains and deals and travel experience for what they're looking for. So Stephen, I'm excited to have you here today and ready to help my listeners on travel, which is kind of a questionable thing at this time. Welcome.
Hi, Celia. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody listening. Very happy to be on the show. Yes, I am co-founder of Kated, also host the Kated Travel Podcast, and been traveling for a lot of years. Unfortunately, it's a time when we haven't been able to travel because of these restrictions, but I really think positively to the idea that when we do get to travel again, we will be able to travel different, to travel on a trip that we really want to do instead of just doing a trip because we think, we must do a trip. That's what we're supposed to do.
Exactly. And, a lot of people are still flying. I mean, you hear the planes. I live practically on the campus of BWI Airport. I mean, I'm all of like down the road. I'm in the flight path. There are planes going overhead, not nearly as many as used to go overhead. But there's definitely people flying and traveling and doing their business travels and their personal travels. And I think travel may have taken another form in that, I guess more people are driving places. Clearly the cruise industry is at a standstill, but I think travel has kind of taken a different form in this era of COVID and the need to, make sure that things are healthy and safe and you can travel with your family and not worry about the risk of infection or anything like that, but still have a great time, still, make use of those travel dollars that you're spending. What advice do you have?
Yeah, so I think, firstly, it's always important to be comfortable when you travel. I think that is the bottom line. If you don't feel comfortable, then you'll not feel comfortable during the trip, then, it's time to wait, it's time to pause. I like to stick up for the travel industry. Like I work in travel. I'm traveling a lot, even during these times. I'm definitely a believer that responsible travelers are not a risk to the world. Some of the things they have done with planes and hotels is quite remarkable. like being on a plane with the air filtration system is probably safer than going to your local hypermarket. Travel often gets a lot of stick. It's a lot of people say, oh, but they didn't clean something on the plane. And then we don't always stop to ask, well, they didn't clean the trolleys when we went to go do our groceries. It's easy to blame travel because, you know, with travelers are going to different places, so they must be spreading things. And then easy to forget that, you know, we're probably just as likely to catch corona off somebody living in our street as we are to get it on the other side of the world. And especially the last 12 months, I've actually generally been moving to places where there's been lower incidences of COVID, because that's where I felt safer. And even before the kind of law required it, I was always making sure, okay, if I travel somewhere, I will take a test, because I want to be confident in myself that I'm going somewhere and I'm not taking something with me.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, like you said, you're probably more likely to catch COVID, you know, dining in a restaurant down the street, or, you know, talking to a friend without a mask or a neighbor, you know, than you are with the travels, because I really believe they're over protective of the environment, because, you know, they don't want to, you know, turn people off from it. They want to make sure that people feel safe, like airplanes. I think I told you in our previous conversation, my father's an aeronautical engineer, he passed this past year, but he always said to us, he said, air filtration systems are built like no others. They are safer than any filtration system there, you know, what's put into an airplane. So, you know, he felt totally confident with, you know, the coronavirus and, you know, the spread of disease.
And some of the things that they've done at hotels is really special. You know, the lifeblood of a hotel is to have guests. And if there is a case of COVID at a hotel, then that hotel has to close. So that is 2 weeks having an empty hotel. You know, if you do that a lot, then the hotel doesn't exist. And some of the things they've done in terms of implementing safety measures and health measures is far beyond what goes on in our local neighborhoods. So for example, in Dubai, they test hotel staff every single day. So people who work at hotels are tested every day. Dubai and in the United Arab Emirates, they just made the tests really affordable. So private companies like hotels could make sure, we'll test our staff every day, so we know that our staff can't pass on COVID to anybody. That's quite a big thing, but also in the Caribbean, a lot of beach resorts. I think anyone who does travel will be pleasantly surprised by the measures in place. For example, having your temperature checked every time you enter the hotel. It's not something that happens when you go to the mall. It's not something that happens in your day-to-day life, but it's a very easy way to keep you safe. And throughout the travel and tourism industry, this is what people and businesses have been doing to make it safe, to minimize the risk. And unfortunately, I found that message and what they have been doing has not really been celebrated widely in the media. It's not really a story that is popular in the media. You know, a story that encourages people to travel is not really popular. So unfortunately, some of that good work has been quite invisible, really.
So do you find that, Disney World reopened, and of course, that's a huge spot for families to go. And I don't know about the other Disney theme parks, across the world, if they have reopened. But, you know, I think of the places like that. You know, there's like a trampoline place right by my house that's open. And I think, how can you possibly clean a place like that and a place like Disney World, where there are so many things to be touched. And granted, a lot is outside. So of course you have the outside air cleansing, but it seems overwhelming to, you know, your average person to think that this kind of place cannot possibly be clean enough for me to take my family. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And it goes back to the first thing I said. It's really about what you feel comfortable with. And I think for a lot of families, Disney World is just too big and it's too overwhelming to consider for the next holiday. And it more than likely is something that has to be saved for 2 or 3 years' time. What I'm seeing a lot of is families reverting to more private trips, especially to more wilderness areas, whether that's, so especially in America where you have great national parks, you know, a move towards a different kind of holiday. Okay, we can't go to the theme park because I don't feel too comfortable about it. I'm not sure if it will be safe for me and my family, but there are some amazing places nearby. There are some amazing, especially in Mexico, some amazing beach areas, beach resort towns, where there is an enormous amount of space. And what I'm seeing is that just this switch, actually, what is most suitable, where will we feel more comfortable, is for many people now, it's a destination that is probably less known, definitely a destination where there's going to be more space, a destination where there can still be this level of freedom. I'm not necessarily uncomfortable going with my 6-month-year-old to Disney World. However, I want to be in a place when I'm on holiday where we have a freedom to really do as we please. So I'm personally for, you know, where we're going to go on holiday, it's probably going to be a retreat in the mountains. It's going to be a beach town that you've never heard of, where we can get away from everything and just be ourselves.
Right. That's great advice. I mean, you know, it's the outside. It's, you know, it celebrates, you know, being outdoors, and you can do hiking and you can do things where you're not in crowded environments. And, you know, you can take advantage of living that different lifestyle from your everyday life, enjoying that without the risk of, you know, just being amongst, you know, thousands and thousands of people that you don't know, and risking the, you know, somebody might not be wearing a mask or the social distancing, it may not be in place. And so the great outdoors, nothing's better, you know, and like you say, there are so many places to go that do celebrate the great outdoors. And it's great for you to be outdoors. I mean, let's talk about the health benefits of going somewhere where there's fresh, clean air besides COVID, just, you know, living life. You get exercise, you're outside, you can teach kids about nature. You know, there's so much great family fun in just going to the beach or going to the mountains and, you know, exploring nature and the beautiful earth that we live on. So would you, is there a method of travel that you feel better recommending for somebody who the location, the destination is not really achievable by car? They don't want to drive for 3 days. So, I mean, there's, I don't know if trains are an option. I actually don't know. Planes, I know they're available. And, you know, I just know from my dad and from what you have spoken about how sanitary they are. Do people have a lot of options on how they can get to places that are farther away?
I mean, at the moment, I think that is one of the limiting factors. There are less flights, that there is this cancellation thing, you know, that flights are being cancelled, so it's a little bit harder to plan. And we're definitely seeing within travel that the booking is becoming more towards last minute, because there's then a greater certainty that the trip is going to go ahead. I think now more than ever, there's, especially with traveling internationally, it is good to fly direct and not via a third country. And this is because you minimize your travel history. Like if you were to fly from the States to Spain via the UK, you then could have in your travel history, you were in the UK. So you could go to somewhere that's very safe, but later it might say, yeah, but you were in the UK for 12 hours. So that's a high risk country. You know, it just adds to the uncertainty. So it's better to reduce. I mean, as always with kids, the fewer flights, the better. Yeah. In normal times, I'm always a massive fan of train travel. Mostly they have been able to continue. Usually I'm always a fan of train travel because you get to experience as a family the journey and not just the destination. And, you know, flying is about the destination. You know, the journey is just get through it. Let's help ensure the kids stay quiet. Let's not be too stressful. Let's, you know, hopefully they're not going to scream down on the plane. Hopefully they're not going to embarrass me, or, you know, hopefully they're not going to be too stressed by the experience itself. So the journey on a plane is a means to an end. Whereas great train travel, really, the journey is the experience, especially on these trains where you can have a cabin together, whether it's in Canada. Canada have some really amazing journeys. Also in Europe, I wouldn't say now, but one for the bucket list to take the kids in Europe, you know, one of these overnight or through the day train journeys, like a train journey through Austria during the day is really it's a wonderful experience, and it is part of the journey, not just we're going there.
I love that. And, you know, just pointing that out, and that it really, you know, I guess I hadn't thought of it in that way before, but I just love that the experience is not just the destination, it's the journey getting there. And, you know, I remember as a kid, we used to drive to Florida every spring break for school. And that's what we did. And, you know, that was before there were videos in cars and, of course, cell phones, because, you know, of course, if I ask my children, you know, it was when dinosaurs roamed the earth. But, you know, those are my memories. My memories are taking that day trip to Florida, you know, all those fun singing songs all the way, you know, the journey actually in many ways was more memorable than the actual vacation in Florida. You know, more funny things came up. And I think that's a great thing to point out with trains, is that you get this incredible journey experience. I love that. And, you know, and I know there are a lot of trains in the United States that go across the country. I've never taken one, but I know that there are a lot of ones that do that. You know, and Kids on Planes, you mentioned, you know, Kids on Planes, and I just want to tell parents for a minute that to make sure you're prepared with your kids, you know, make sure you bring them things to do, make sure, you know, they make those, because I have very sensitive ears when I fly, and they make, let me give a brand a plug, they called earplanes, and like airplanes, but they're earplanes, and they're to help your ears not clog up and pop. And they actually make them for children as well. So if your kids, you know, it's a good thing to put in your kids' ears, you know, and help them deal with the flight and the pressure and all that. But make sure you're bringing snacks, make sure you're bringing toys. You know, if they're sitting by the window, you can bring those Klingon things that cling to windows and peel right off. You can do that on trains, you can do that on planes. So make sure when you're traveling with kids, you're prepared to travel with your kids and keep them entertained and having fun. Is there any other advice you can offer when traveling with kids other than that great advice about the trains?
I mean, the ones that I've seen, and this is like friends of mine who are very successful with, especially children kind of age five and upwards, even toddlers. Unfortunately, my son is not quite old enough for this, but really making them part of the journey. So they have their own backpack. they are part, you know, yes, they have their own luggage. They are actively part of this. They're not just sponging off the parents, and the exactly, parents are taking care of everything. It's like, oh no, travel, you know, this bit is the fun. It's, this is, you know, something that hopefully you will enjoy and you will experience for years and years to come. So, okay, here's your backpack with your things in it. Here is what we're doing. And really to educate and inform about, you know, what is the adventure. And we've actually seen it catered with quite a few families who have said, actually, we're doing something different and we feel more comfortable doing it because of the restrictions and because everything's been different. We've come into this routine. We have to explain that things are different. And now our children are accepting, okay, things are different. Things are normal. So we're not going to complain that we can't go to this great resort that we already know and we love the water slides. And, you know, the children are saying to the parents, oh, we didn't think we'd be able to go to the same resort we go to where we love the water slides. We're actually, okay, where are we going to go? Is it going to be fun? So I think this could be an opportunity as well to say, okay, well, maybe our holiday is going to be different this year. Everything is different already. So can we go on a bit of an adventure together? Can we share this journey to somewhere new?
Yes. What a great opportunity to think outside the box and, you know, expand your horizons and, you know, find new things for you and your family to do. So I want to ask you, Stephen, about your website and your services and how, if someone's interested in booking a trip through you, do they go onto your website? Is it something they can look through, or do they set up a time to talk to you? How do they go through that if they want to work with you to set up a vacation or some kind of travel?
Well, the first step is to go to kated.com. It's kated.com.
And I'll put the links in the description.
So it is, we have travel inspiration on there for all over the world. It's not just for families. It is for everyone. It's for people who are interested in travel different and doing something a little bit different and traveling better. We have on there 2,500 different experiences of things that you can do around the world. And it can be anything from putting your children in a samurai training school in Japan for a day, to something a lot more low key, and you know these we also have hotel inspiration on there, ideas of things you can do, and the idea with the site is to plan around what you want to do on your trip. We found, and you know, it was always my bugbear that travel planning was based on the logistics. It was based on, okay, how do we get from there to there? And okay, what's the exact plan when we get there? And we wanted to switch that and say, no, travel planning should be about, what do you want to do? What are you most interested in? Okay, the rest, someone can handle the rest. Like, don't worry about the rest, but someone else can't tell you what you want to do. Someone can't say to you, do you want to put your kids in a samurai school? I mean, that has to be you having a look around and saying, oh, look, kids, are you interested in this? So sort of the starting point is to look through, find that inspiration, have a think, you look, what are you interested in? What interests you? And the way the site works is members, and membership is free currently, and it will be for certainly for the first half of this year. At some point, there will be a fee for new members, but at the moment, it's free if you join as a member, and will be the whole time. Yeah. If you're a member, you can basically, you make an inquiry based on, these are the things I want to do. And what we'll do at Kated is connect you directly to a local travel supplier. So instead of me speaking, I'm not the person to speak to you and tell you the best thing to do if you want to go to Mexico. The best person to tell you that is the person who is based in Mexico, because they know they have the most local expertise. They have the best local contacts. They work more locally, which means they can always get better prices. They can provide you with the most up-to-date information, which I think is even more important now. And with that connection between you and the local person, you can travel better because you can get a trip that's more closely aligned to what you want to do. So if you say to me at Catered, hey, I want to take my kids to Mexico and we want to go somewhere where there's a nice beach and it's quite private. And we also do want to do something with about the Mayas. We want to do some kind of Maya history thing. I can't recommend that to you, but I can connect you to someone in Mexico who can give you 10 or 15 different options and say, look, how old are your kids? How much Mayan history do they absolutely love history? We can go on a treasure hunt in the jungle to look for Mayan remains if you want. Like, or do you want to maybe just go see Chichen Itza, the famous ruins, have a tour there and spend some time? Okay, do you want to be staying in a beach resort where there are a lot of facilities, or do you want something that's going to be more personal and there's maybe only 20 rooms and you've got a bit more space on the beach? So our job is at Catered is to connect you, the traveler, with the local travel supplier. And that's always dependent on where you want to go. Because if you say next year, okay, last year we went to Mexico, this year we're going to Canada, or this year or next year we want to go to Costa Rica, it will then be someone from Canada or Costa Rica who will be providing that advice that's personalized to you.
I love that. Because that's what you need. You need a local guy, you know, you need that local person who will show you all the cool stuff that you need to do. You know, I was stuck. We travel a lot to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. And one year I was stuck there because my car broke down. So I was stuck for a couple extra days everybody else went home. And it was awesome because I was like with the locals, you know, learning all the spots that, you know, the people that live there really know. And that's so valuable, because that's not what you get every time you just work with any travel agency. You know, you get there, what they know, and that's it. That's where the smarts end. So, you know, have a family meeting, sit down, decide what you want to do, where you want to travel to, and then reach out to Catered.com and hook up with a local guy to tell you really how to make your experience the best experience. I love that you do that. So, Stephen, I really thank you for being on, and I appreciate all your wisdom in this time of, you know, questionable travel, you know, places to go, where to go, how to go, should we go? And, you know, as well, once this is over, who better to go to than the experts at Catered? And I just want to know if there's any last words of advice or recommendations that you have for people before we end our podcast.
Wow. Last words of advice. Well, I think travel planning should be fun. Travel planning should be fun and joyful. I think it's something that is often quite as scary as taking the kids on a plane. It's like planning what we're going to do and how is it going to work out. And it can become this stressful process, which I think it shouldn't be, because I think a lot of the fun from travel is that anticipation, that joy of what will we find, what will we expect. We're not 100% sure, because hey, it's somewhere new, it's something new. And I really encourage people to embrace that, to embrace joyful planning. And through that, I think you will find it a lot easier to look beyond maybe your own comfort zone, maybe beyond what's typically found in brochures, to, you know, this incredible world of possibility that we live in, this incredible opportunity we have to be people of 2021 with, you know, the opportunity to travel. I mean, 100 years ago, we couldn't do this. So although we can't do it for, you know, 6-12 months because of something going on in the world, I think we must be really grateful that we do have this opportunity, that we have each year an opportunity to be together as families, to go somewhere, to experience something different, and to you know, create memories that we'll remember for probably as long as we live.
Absolutely. Keep creating memories. And that's such good advice. You know, I always feel like, why do people create vacations that are so stressful, you know, that they have to take a vacation from their vacation? You know, they have to recover. Your vacation should be relaxing, should be what you want to do, and absolutely should be fun. Why do it if it's not fun? So great advice. Stephen, I'm so grateful for you being here and taking the time. And listeners, I'm hoping, I have construction going on in my house, I'm hoping there's not too much background noise in this podcast, and you have enjoyed listening to Stephen's advice and all his great conversation, and you found value in this. And I want you, if you're thinking of traveling, or you're even thinking of traveling down the road, we both appreciate if you go over to kated.com, K-A-T like Tom, E-D like dog, K-A-T-E-D.com. I'll put the links in the description. Reach out to Stephen and his company, and plan just the best time you can have with your family so that you make memories that last a lifetime. Thank you, Stephen, for being here. Thank you, listeners. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Bye, everyone.